Senator Dave Luchtefeld, the former senator, is joining me this morning. First off, David, I love getting the opportunity to speak with you. How have you enjoyed? Well, first off, morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Yes, I've been up for a while already, in fact.
Yeah, I knew you had. So what do you think now that you've been out of the pressure cooker for a while? How you feeling? How's life? You enjoy the time off, or do you miss it?
Well, I'm still adjusting. For 55 years, I got up every morning with some place to go or something to do. And all of a sudden, when you stop that, you get up and you say, now, where should I go? And there really isn't any place to go other than if you want to do something around the house or if you and your wife have something planned. So it is an adjustment that I'll be fine. But it's so far been a little bit boring.
Has it changed your perspective on state government once you're out of it? And did your perception shift yet?
Well, as I watch it and I talk to people in Springfield a lot, the frustration of it all, the almost feeling that you're not getting anything done, that you're not solving any problems, that I do not miss. Now, I do truly miss, and it sounds a little corny, I do miss working with people in the district who have problems. We can help them a lot of times, and that's a good feeling. And that is something I miss a lot. I also miss an awful lot of the people who I dealt with. Met an awful lot of good people over the last 21 years, fun people that we've talked, we've laughed, and I've enjoyed getting to know them. And now you don't see them a lot. You don't have that contact. Those two things I miss a lot.
Yeah, I can understand that too. You just get those associations and you feed on them. Here's the thing is now, where I talked to, matter of fact, I think Paul Schimpf is going to be joining me, who took your seat on Monday. He's going to be joining us, and of course, going back in session on Tuesday. There's a level of anticipation that has somewhat changed, it feels like, Senator, because of the length of time, one, but also this new urgent push, to get a budget itself and not a stopgap, not a lifeline, not some type of small measure to get us from one to the next. And I don't know if that bar's low enough for us to jump over, because it's going to take cooperation, and I do not see the cooperation.
Well, I try to talk to a number of people in the know in Springfield, Paul, for instance, and I stalked yesterday since I knew I was going to be on this program with the Republican chief of staff and said, has anything changed, anything different? And basically, it isn't. You're not going to get anything. You're not going to get a budget until Madigan wants one. And it appears that he doesn't really want, and I try not to be too political. I happen to be a Republican, but there are good people on both sides, and I try to, if there's any blame to be put someplace, I try to share that, and anybody that's been there has to share some of that blame. But right now, it appears that Madigan does not want the governor to have any success because he would like to take him out in the next election. If they were to have a budget and have some success, that governor could very likely be elected again. And you have in the next time that the governor's elected, you have another map being drawn. And if you have a Republican governor during that map period, he won't get the map he wants. So that scares me that he really doesn't want anything but a stopgap budget enough to simply, simply limp along. And then in the process, the governor has no success and has a lot less chance of winning in the next governorship. So that's where I'm afraid we're going. I hope not.
See, here's the thing. I'm trying to go back and say, look, there's a reason why Pat Quinn was voted out of office. And you looked at the map as everybody else did, that Rahner won basically everything but maybe two counties in the state. Now, when you look at that and you say, well, they got rid of Quinn because something wasn't done, and now Rahner comes in to do something, and that something's not done, the fact is, they're both, whether Democrat or Republican, in a gubernatorial situation, they're in the same situation. You're underwater so deep in so many different categories with very little cooperation. I don't know that whoever is the governor is going to be able to make a change.
Well, I worry about that, too, that maybe can't be fixed politically. You just can't get it done. I don't know where that leaves us. States cannot declare bankruptcy legally, but there is a point where you are but a fact that you can't pay your bills, you are in bankruptcy.
Right.
So I worry about whether we can get it back. The sooner you do it, the better. We've waited way too long now. And of course, if you do what you have to do to get this state back, there will be a lot more pain for a period of time. And I don't mean just 1 year, but I mean several years.
Yeah.
And politicians want to be reelected. So, and of course, Madigan wants to keep control. Governor wants to be reelected. And to do those things, you become very unpopular once you do them. But it has to be done sooner or later. And again, I worry that it doesn't appear it's going to happen this year, other than stopgap budget.
You know, when will people in Illinois start learning the word austerity?
Well, people, they don't give state government too much thought. They see on television, 95% of anything you see or radio news is going to be national news or local news.
Right.
State news is so they kind of, they believe that the federal government is the most important. But honestly, state government can affect our lives a lot more sometimes than federal government can. I said this before I became a politician. None of us want to give up anything.
Right.
We all want more. And I don't care what, even wealthy people, you give them something, they think that has to continue to come. So when you have to give those things up, there's pain, and you start blaming the people who are in office. And in the process, politicians want to get reelected. So right now, they don't want to face that pain, and there will be a lot of it.
And we could go this for 2 years of dragging this on. And that the people at SIU can't do that. The educational system can't do that. Social services can't do that. I mean, when you start looking at it, because this, we've come to a new level of desperation financially. So, Senator, an opportunity has presented itself this morning, and I hate to cut our conversation short. So could I invite you back next week?